Well, there's no doubt everyone in racing and in general held their breath when they saw the shocking fall in Sydney on Saturday with Andrew Atkins hitting the turf. Thankfully, he was taken to hospital and he has undergone surgery and from all reports is on the road to recovery. Some shocking injuries nonetheless, and it is great to have a chat to Racing New South Wales Dr. David Duckworth. David, appreciate your time this morning. Can you give us an update on how Andrew is at the moment?
Yes, definitely. So, Andrew, when he fell, he landed basically on his left side and he fractured his tibia, which is the main bone that you walk on your leg, and he broke his collarbone. He had about 8 fractured ribs, and also as a result of that, had what's called a pneumothorax, where they get some air outside their lungs, and that can cause some problems there. So he's had them all surgically treated. He's had a plate put on his clavicle. He's had a rod put down his leg. And he's got a tube in his lungs, which hopefully will be taken out today. And he's feeling a lot more comfortable today. So he's still in the high dependency ward at Westmead Hospital. But he is on the road to recovery, which is really good news because it was a nasty injury.
Yeah, absolutely. So has he remained conscious and how are his spirits?
No, he didn't have a head injury at all. His spirits are reasonable considering what he's been through because he's had a rough couple of years with other injuries. But, overall, he had no head injury, so he didn't lose consciousness and he's in reasonable spirits. He knows it's a long road back to recovery, which he'll do because he's a pretty determined sort of guy. But, it's going to be a good 6 months till he's back on the horse again.
So around 6 months with that, especially the leg, where there's so much pressure for jockeys that goes through that region, is what you're thinking?
Just to get over that, for that to heal, that can take anything from 4 to 6 months for him to get back.
Doctor, you've seen a lot of falls in racing. It looked pretty horrific. At the end of the day, do you think he's been lucky to get away with just the injuries he's got?
Definitely lucky with those injuries. I mean, it's so much worse when it's your head or your neck and you get... long-term injuries, but all of these injuries that he's had, they're reversible. They can be fixed, and they're things that he'll get over in the long term, and he'll be able to ride again.
You mentioned those broken ribs. How much of an impact has the jockey vest had in falls of these types?
Well, they help to a certain amount, but when you have a big impact fall and you just direct blow into that region, there's nothing that's going to stop your ribs from breaking and from getting some chest trauma there. So, I mean, they just help minimally, but a big fall like this, when all the weight goes for that area, it's pretty hard to stop those sort of fractures.
Doctor, appreciate your update, and the good news is that he's in reasonably good spirits and he's on the road to recovery. About 6 months we're looking at with Andrew Atkins. I appreciate your time, Doctor.
Not a problem. Thank you.